43-year-old Turkish man is trying to go through the world around and over, six continents, six summits. And now let's hear the story, Erden Eruç.
Hi there, my name is Erden, and my goal is to circumnavigate the world by human power and along the way to climb the highest summits on six different continents, respectively. I was born in Cyprus, raised in Turkey, and moved to the United States in 1986. I now live in Seattle, Washington. I was working as a project manager and a computer consultant, software consultant over there, and daydreaming. In 97, I came up with this crazy idea of circumnavigating the world by human power, and in my research, I came across a book called Ultimate High by Göran Kropp. That was my connection to Göran. Eventually, I ended up meeting Göran in Seattle, and we spent some time together, and he became an inspiration. When we went climbing one day in September of 2002, this inspiration to me, this person who was a kindred spirit, fell during a rock climbing accident, and I lost him that day, which motivated me to add the highest summits, because my journey originally just consisted of going around the world by human power. And now, to honor Göran, I have added the highest summits on each continent. Göran was known for having bicycled from Stockholm, Sweden to near Everest Base Camp and having climbed Everest by human power all the way without using porters or motorized help. And he did this in a great style, I should say. Doing the summits in the same spirit, I am going to approach the summits upon landfall. On land, I will bicycle to the mountains and do it all by human power and climb them and keep going west.
And I guess it's not only a challenge against the nature, but there's also a moral part of the story that you must mention.
Well, the journey is a spiritual one, if you will. I cannot think of the journey as a senseless act of defiance against nature. I have to work with nature. I have to be in harmony with nature. In that sense, it's a journey of discovery, and I will also be discovering a lot about myself. I have already done that on my journey from Seattle to Mount McKinley. Between February 1st and August 24th in 2003, I journeyed from Seattle round trip up to Mount McKinley in Alaska, which is the highest point in North America. We summited that May 29th, and I have found a great deal about myself in that. The biggest discovery, I think, was my encounter with the Native American population there that accepted my journey. They saw my journey as a life journey. They saw my journey as a vision quest, if you will. And to them, it was a rites of passage. And I was a man living his life the way it was meant to be. It was a beautiful perspective that they brought to my journey. I was not just a white man out to conquer the highest summit in North America. I was meant to be there. I was living my life the way it was meant to be. I think that was a beautiful perspective that I picked up. I knew that this journey would change me, but I think my encounters with these wonderful people grounded me a great deal as well.
And I know that there is a point that the society will benefit from your journey, especially the kids. So yes. What about that?
Yes, we started this nonprofit Around and Over, around-and-over, as in around the world and over the horizon, or over the summits, depends on who you talk to. The goal of the nonprofit is to bring the journey into classrooms as lesson plans that will be used, that will be dedicated to kindergarten through ninth grade education. And we will cover topics such as geography, people, places, cultures, and turn this into an opportunity for kids to get captivated by a larger-than-life project. And while they're captivated, we're going to pump them with new information. Before they know it, they will be world citizens and better stewards of the environment and cognizant of other cultures. And I think kids that know of other cultures will have a harder time starting wars with them. So there's a peaceful mission in this whole thing.
Erden Eruç, thank you very much, and good luck in your journey.
Thank you. My pleasure.